And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 18th of February, 2013. It was in the summer of 1883 that Mark Twain wrote in a letter, "I am piling up manuscript in a really astonishing way. I believe I shall complete in 2 months a book which I have been fooling over for 7 years. This summer it is no more trouble to me to write than it is to lie." And on this day, in 1885, he published that manuscript. It was Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Almost a decade before, he'd come out with The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, which had been a huge success, and the public was awaiting the new book. And it had been all set to be published in time for Christmas 1884, but in late November, somebody in the publishing house noticed something that had escaped everyone else's attention. They looked at the proofs, and they saw that somebody had tinkered with the illustration of Uncle Silas on page 283, making it look as if he was exposing himself indecently. The publishing house had to make a new illustration, go through 30,000 printed copies, cut out the offending picture, and replace it with the cleaned-up one. It was a big seller, Huckleberry Finn, and it got great reviews in England, but not such good ones in America. A paper in San Francisco said it was a dreary book and not one that most parents who want a future of promise for their young folks would select without some hesitation. Other critics called it vulgar and abhorrent, cheap and pernicious. But 3 months after the book came out, Webster had sold 51,000 copies, and as of today, an estimated 20 million copies of Huckleberry Finn have been sold. And it's the birthday of Toni Morrison, born Chloe Wofford in Lorain, Ohio, 1931. Lorain, Ohio, steel town. Her father worked at the steel mill. Her mother raised the kids. Toni Morrison said about her mother, "When an eviction notice was put on our house, she tore it off. If there were maggots in our flour, she wrote a letter to Franklin Roosevelt. My mother believed something should be done about inhuman situations." Toni Morrison went to college, was interested in theater, got into an acting troupe, traveled around, got married, had 2 children. Her marriage started to dissolve, and she joined a writing group, and she wrote a story about a black girl who wanted blue eyes, and then she started to expand it into a novel. The novel was called The Bluest Eye. It came out in 1969. She went on to write Song of Solomon, Beloved, and she received the Nobel Prize in Literature. Here's a poem for today by William Butler Yeats, When You Are Old. When you are old and gray and full of sleep, and nodding by the fire, take down this book, and slowly read and dream of the soft look your eyes had once, and of their shadows deep. How many loved your moments of glad grace, and loved your beauty with love false or true? But one man loved the pilgrim soul in you, and loved the sorrows of your changing face, and bending down beside the glowing bars, murmur a little sadly how love fled and paced upon the mountains overhead and hid his face amid a crowd of stars. When You Are Old by William Butler Yeats. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, helping individuals and businesses make their best impression where people learn about them first, on the Internet. Learn more at Reputation.com. Produced by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.